subject hurtful, maintaining celibacy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am 23 years old, writing from, Texas. Okay, about 3 years ago, I made a vow to God and to myself to remain celibate. Since then, it has been a long road. I know what God's word says, and I know the right thing to do. It seems that this decision has caused me more heartache than anything else. I have been single for about 4 years, and I really want companionship. It seems I meet man after man after man, and none of them seem to last. I'm losing energy to put into someone, and going through the whole process over and over again. It's getting old. I am starting to feel like I made the wrong decision out of my own selfish will before seeking the will of God about the decision. So now I'm starting to think about if I should go back or not. It seems like I'll never get a man. If I changed my commitment, would this help, would I be settling? I am torn. I don't want to invest another 6 months and it doesn't work out. I've met maybe 20 different men. How am I supposed to be the only woman around that's not physically pleasing someone? Please help me, please. Wow. All right, let me say this to you, young lady. Anytime that you make a vow to God and you try to honor that, that's really remarkable. That's outstanding. And I commend you on that. I mean, because when you think about it, our lives are really to be obedient and to please God. That's what our lives are supposed to be about. We're supposed to be pleasing God and not man. But of course, having said that, is it easy? Absolutely not. Not at all. Being a Christian is hard. Anyone will tell you that. Being a Christian is hard. There's a lot of temptation out there. And especially in these modern days and times, the chances of you finding a man and a woman too, if it's a man looking for a woman who's practicing celibacy, chances are slim to none. I mean, let's just be honest. And you found that out. Is it impossible? No, it's not impossible. There are some men, well, a few men. Okay, maybe one man, and that's all you want is just that one man that will respect you and your commitment to God. But I say this, you're still very young. You're only 23, so you have time, and you don't want to find a man. You want to find the right man. I tell you to keep your relationship with God very, very strong. Because, no matter what happens, he will forgive you. And I'm not saying do it, but I'm just saying in your life, you're going to make some mistakes. That's why they say wait on God. You don't want any man. You want the right man to come along. Steve?
About 3 years ago, she's 20. So at 20, she's 23. At 20, she made a vow to God and to herself to remain celibate. Well, since then, it's been a long road. Then you say, I know what God's word says, and I know the right thing to do. It seems that this decision has caused me more heartache than anything else. I've been single for about 4 years, and I really want companionship. It seems like, now here's the part. It seems like I meet man after man after man, and none of them seem to last. Okay, first of all, let me help you with this part right here. You meet man after man after man after man, and none of them seem to last. Well, that's because half of them should have never even got started. See, that's the problem here. It's not that you're going through man after man after man after man, and they don't seem to last. The problem is some of those men, and obviously the bulk of them, should have never been started. There is no such thing as there are no good men. Like Shirley just said, you just have to find the one good man for you. And that should be your quest, finding the right man for you. But you're not going to have to go through a bunch of men, because you can find out whether a guy's right for you in the first few conversations without you having to get rid of them after a few months, get rid of them after a few months. If you all have the right conversations up front, and a person still wants to deal with you with the way you are, with your beliefs and commitments and vows, then that's the one you deal with. Until then, stop dealing with man after man after man after man. Okay? Then you say, I'm starting to feel like I made the wrong decision out of my own selfish will before seeking the will of God about the decision. I'm very confused here. You made the decision to be celibate out of your own selfish will before seeking the will of God about the decision? The word is pretty clear. there is a commandment that says thou shalt not fornicate. For anybody that's confused, that means you should not have sex out of wedlock. Right. That's the basic understanding of that. Now, I'm pretty sure there's some great religious philosopher listening to me that been saved 25 years. It actually means, well, whatever. But to regular people, it means you ain't supposed to have sex out of wedlock.
What's the attitude about?
Well, because I already know the emails is coming. Well, what the Lord really meant. Well, you wasn't there. So
yeah.
The way the rest of us looked at that, is that what that meant?
Yeah.
So there is no your own selfish will before you sought the will of God about the decision. Got it. Let me tell you something. The will of God never has sin in it.
It's clear.
So see, if you sinning, don't drag God in it. Just say, look, I'm doing this here, Lord. When I get through, I'm going to come on over there, but forgive me. But please do not include God in sin. He is clearly not involved in that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.